This week, California wine workers vote on a contract proposal from winery owners. The workers have now been on strike for 6 weeks. The contract proposal calls for cuts in wages and cuts in benefits. The prospects for rank-and-file approval seem slim. A central issue of the strike is the economic well-being of the California wine industry. William Drummond reports.
A gondola containing tons of freshly picked Chardonnay grapes is dumped into a hopper as the process begins for bottling the 1986 vintage. The harvest has continued despite the fact that more than 2,000 winery workers have struck 12 of the biggest wineries in Northern and Central California. Relying on automated plants and non-union labor, members of the Winery Owners Association have succeeded in carrying on what looks like business as usual. But out on the picket line, union worker Pat Scully is anything but pleased.
I guess they're doing all right. If they aren't, they want us to think they are. I hope to hell they aren't, between you and me.
The union contract expired at the end of July, which is the beginning of the harvest, the time when winemakers usually need all the help they can get. But many plants are like the Charles Krug Winery, which has been completely automated. Owner Peter Mondavi says the strike has had no effect on producing the product.
We feel that that we can go on indefinitely because a lot of people want to work. And it's only a question of training these people. And, of course, with a system that we have very well computerized, that they can fit in with a reasonable amount of training that they can fit in. So, I mean, we're not concerned about it.
Actually, the heavy rainfall several days ago in the Napa Valley seemed to disturb the owners more than the strike. Mondavi produces around 1 million cases a year, super premium brands under the Charles Krug label, mid-range premium wines, and jug wines. Mondavi says the industry took a beating during the last several years because of cheap wine imports from Europe. Even though Americans today are drinking more wine, chiefly in the form of wine coolers, winemakers say there's not that much profit in the coolers, and they're still in a financial pinch.
I feel that the industry has hit its low point and now is on the uptrend. And of course, it's not an uptrend that you will see overnight, but it is a healthy uptrend in a gradual growth manner now. But I wouldn't necessarily see a greater profitability because the profit is very, very marginal. The volume is there, it's true, but the profit is very, very marginal.
Mondavi's marginal profit argument does not win much support among striking workers like Hannah Stockton, who works in the bottling plant at Christian Brothers.
I don't believe it because I read the paper every day and I listen to the news. I mean, there's been increase in sales. I mean, I believe three, four years back, we had a slump in the industry, but wine is coming back. Well, now they're coming up as wine coolers. They're making money. We don't want to raise. We just want to keep what we got.
Wages for workers in the winery industry range from around $8 to $15 an hour. The union was willing to give up a slight reduction in wages, but refused to accept cuts in the pension and health benefits. The employers reportedly wanted a 20% reduction in the wages and benefits package. Winery owners say the union has to recognize that overall costs have increased.
Not only is your gross down, the competition has forced us to increase marketing and advertising, which is further eroding whatever margin was there.
David Spaulding is general manager of a winery in Calistoga. Spaulding Vineyards is tiny compared to Charles Krug and Gallo, and Spaulding Vineyards is not on strike. But David Spaulding says he faces the same market forces as the big guys.
I think the big problem is the same problem that faces agriculture all over this country, and that is surplus. You know, we are producing more and producing it more efficiently, and we have a production that exceeds the demand in the market.
Spaulding says wine coolers have taken up some of the overproduction, but not all of it. As for the union leaders, they don't think it's a good idea to give back wages and benefits when the demand for the product is on the increase. Winery workers are voting all this week on the wages and benefits cuts proposed by management. Jerry Davis is an official of the union.
From the people I've talked to today and what the negotiating committee is stating, we ask a no vote on this proposal.
The results are expected to be known by Thursday. For National Public Radio, I'm William Drummond reporting.